It's time for listener feedback. I'm John Hingsbergen, program director for the WEKU stations. We've had a couple of calls to our listener comment line this week, both from people who prefer to remain anonymous. This listener is unhappy with what she's hearing on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
I depend on public radio to maintain standards in literacy and certainly what I would consider decency in talking about. Flatus and other vulgar terms that they use Saturday morning is not what I like to hear on national public radio.
My wife and I are very disillusioned with the promotion of the homosexual agenda. It's not morally right. It's one of the reasons why we, as much as we like some of the other programs, we haven't supported WEKU.
A couple of Facebook posts helped us resolve an audio outage on 90.9 WEKH. During Wednesday morning's storms, thanks to Billy from Union and Karen from Hazard for those messages. We had a couple of likes to our post about the new overnight jazz programming on Classic 102.1. Facebook friend Chris posted his like during the wee hours of Friday morning. Kathy from Lexington posted, "When WKYL came to 102.1, I was certainly conflicted. I was so happy to have my classical music back, yet I hated the thought of losing my smooth jazz. This compromise is a step in the right direction." We're thankful for all the comments and encourage you to keep letting us know what you like or what we can do better. Email us at weku@eku.edu, post on our Facebook page, or call our listener comment line, 859-622-1657. We'll gladly keep your comment anonymous, but please be sure to leave your name and callback information. Then tune in Monday at this time for listener feedback on 88.9 WEKU.